A few weeks ago, KUW launched a new project called Local Wonder. We asked you to tell us what questions you had about the Puget Sound region. We got close to 100 responses, and then we asked you to vote on the question you wanted KUW to answer. The listeners have cast their ballots, and this is the top Local Wonder.
My name is John Reese. Recently moved out here to the Seattle area, and my question is, what is the deal with the Seattle freeze I keep hearing about?
We sent our reporter Jim Gates out to try to answer John's question and get the scoop on the Seattle freeze.
First, you need to define it. What exactly is the Seattle freeze? Local historian and Mossback Knut Berger describes it this way.
Well, I think the definition is it's the surprisingly cold nature of Seattle residents toward newcomers.
Okay, we got the definition, but is it a reality? Does the Seattle freeze really exist? Well, that depends on who you ask. We put the question to people on KUOW's Facebook page and got a variety of responses.
I think the Seattle freeze is a myth.
I acknowledge the existence of the Seattle freeze, but I don't subscribe to it.
It's a total fiction. We are just introverted.
We don't know what causes it, why it happens, but it does exist. Even though Seattleites will swear up and down, that doesn't happen here. It does.
That last voice is Michael Costin. He's part of the Seattle Anti-Freeze, a local meetup group. They have over 4,000 members.
So what we want to do is to meet other people from other areas that are here in Seattle that are open to, you know, making new friendships and hanging out and doing stuff together.
The Seattle Anti-Freeze meets up at various social events around the city.
Anyone can join in the pub quiz. It is free to play, and you have the chance to win some great prizes.
Tonight, it's trivia. About six anti-freezers have gathered at the Ship Canal Grill near Eastlake to test their knowledge of pop culture. Michael is one of the MCs for the event. He's a bartender and moved here from Oahu 8 years ago. Michael says the freeze is an us versus them mentality.
You're not from Seattle, so you're not one of us. You're a transplant, and therefore you are on the outer edge of everything.
To challenge that chilly theory, all you have to do is turn to Michael's co-host and self-proclaimed trivia mistress, Joni Ross.
Before we get started, we do have some rules to go over. Be nice, don't be mean.
Joni is a Seattle native and a bundle of positive energy. There is nothing frosty about her.
I see somebody sitting by themselves. I'm like, hey, you want to come sit with us? And they're like, oh, sure, okay, you know. And I met like five or six people that way, if not more.
But Joni does admit that her fellow Seattleites don't always respond in kind.
I think they're just busy and they kind of overcommit, you know. I think a lot of people overcommit here.
She blames work. Work, the weather, Nordic heritage, economic disparity. These are a few of the theories blamed for the Seattle freeze. Lots of anecdotes. But is there any real hard proof that the freeze actually exists?
Oh, absolutely. The Seattle freeze is real, I'm sorry to say, but this report statistically proves it.
This is Diane Douglas, executive director of the Seattle City Club. She authored a report called the Greater Seattle Civic Health Index. It used U.S. Census data and other reports to measure civic engagement. She says the root of Seattle's freeze is an indicator called social cohesion.
It's really the tissue of how community is formed, the informal things like whether people do favors for each other, how much you know and talk to your neighbors, how many times a week do you have dinner with family and friends.
When it comes to talking with neighbors, Seattle is ranked 48th out of 51 similar communities across the United States. We get a D. So which city is the most neighborly?
It is Tampa, Florida.
Tampa?
Tampa, Florida.
Diane Douglas wants to drill down and find out what Tampa is doing right so that we can learn from their success. But there is one thing we have over Tampa.
The ball caught by Baldwin, makes one man miss, dives underneath, he's in! Touchdown, Seahawks!
I was incredibly inspired by what happened with the Super Bowl win and the 12th man spirit that emerged.
And Seattle is making it look easy against the...
My question and City Club's question is, how can we keep it going?
The 12th man phenomenon, when Seattleites talked to strangers, made eye contact, bonded over the shared goal of cheering on the Seahawks.
12s, they're bringing the trophy home. Your Seahawks, Super Bowl 48 champions.
So how do we keep nudging up the mercury on the Seattle freeze, other than continuing to win Super Bowls? Trivia host Michael Costin has a suggestion.
You have to, like, be persistent at getting involved and being around people and being around those same people all the time. And then eventually they start to warm up to you.
So the key to thawing the Seattle freeze? Perseverance. Watch out, Tampa. For KUOW's Local Wonder, I'm Jim Gates.
And that story was a result of a question listener John Reese asked about the Seattle freeze. It's part of our new project, Local Wonder. If you have a question about the Puget Sound region, you can submit it at our Facebook page at KUOW Public Radio.